Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little bit of the Stones bringing us back. That's Mr. Jagger on vocals. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your website, with your small business. Whatever you got going on, we got something that will help you there, whether you're excited or frightened or challenge your opportunity, startup or divestiture. We got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend Lee Dukes. Lee is the president of Principal Wellness Company, which is a subsidiary of Principal Financial Group. We've been talking to the Principal folks now for over 11 years about wellness, about the examples that they have helped people with or found people who are doing a great job of lowering healthcare costs and getting their people to become more healthy. Lee, thanks again for joining us. You've got a survey here. We've been talking about the Principal Wellness Principal Financial Well-Being Index is what it is, and it's the fourth quarter 2012 edition. Here's a question I want to ask you before you get back into the survey. I wonder sometimes if a small business has employees who are overweight. They're smoking, they have a drinking problem, maybe they suspect a drinking problem, maybe they suspect a drug problem, or they suspect that there's some other issue there that's causing these people not to be, not to be doing 100%. Is there a concern? Are people concerned sometimes that they worry about wandering over into that part of their personal life?
Oh, yeah, they do, Jim, and there's a reason for that. Of course, we all want to help our employees to be the best they can be, and we have concerns about them. And sometimes they bring things to the workplace that we know they shouldn't, and they know they shouldn't. But there are certain laws that protect what we can and can't know about our employees. So in a wellness program, you want to encourage your employees to be engaged, to do the things, to take the next steps. But there's only so far that you can go as to what you can know about them.
Right.
And that's why oftentimes employers work with companies like ours, because we can talk to the
employees. You're a third party, and so that makes it easier to broach the subject, isn't it?
Absolutely, and we don't report back to the employer the unique problems or unique challenges of each person. We just work with that person to resolve those issues.
So, when you say the work that you do in the wellness in the Principal Wellness Company, what are some of the things that you would do?
Well, we do on-site preventive screening, so we'll go out and help employees understand if their blood pressure is too high, if their glucose is too high, which would be a mm-hmm. sign of diabetes, or if their triglycerides or cholesterol. About a third of the people in the U.S. who have diabetes don't even know they have it, so they're walking time bombs. So,
wow.
So we'll do a screen.
And you guys actually uncover that, those things?
Yeah. Yes, we will.
So you screen for blood pressure, you screen for diabetes, you screen for those kinds of things?
We do. We do it with a simple, small finger stick of blood, a couple of drops of blood, and check the blood pressure. We also have some questionnaires and surveys, and we have coaches that call out and talk.
Because a lot of people might know they got problems, but they might not go to the doctor and get. They'd like to know, but they don't necessarily want to go get a physical. Go to the doctor, and that's sometimes that's a hassle. So you actually come to them, don't you?
We do make it convenient. Some people don't, especially men. Men are horrible about not going to see their doctor for preventive care. But, yeah, we help them uncover. And it's not unusual for us to go in and find anywhere from a third to 40% of the people who are at high risk and don't even know it.
Wow. And so then what else do you guys do?
Then we'll coach them. Those who do have specific needs, we'll work with them through telephonic, through email, through print materials to help mm-hmm. them identify what they can do to turn those risks around. I'm in Nebraska today working with an employer that we saw a 38% drop in their metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome is a precursor to diabetes and heart disease. And there's no drug that somebody take across the population that would reduce their risk by 38%. Mm-hmm. But by these employees, we're talking about 7,000 employees that got engaged, that took control, that started exercising and eating right, they turned their lives around. It's making a difference.
Wow. That's a big bunch of employees that you're talking about. Is that from one company?
That's one company. This
All right, what about a little company out there with maybe, you know, 10 or 8 or 10, 12 employees?
I really like the smaller company even more because something mentioned earlier, and that is that there is a tight culture. They're not geographically dispersed like right. a large company is. So they can get around the coffee
table. It doesn't take as long to turn the culture around either.
It doesn't. It doesn't. You have one good example, and it spreads like ripples in a pool. The small companies tend to make changes quicker, and they tend to stick longer, more so than even the larger companies.
Right, right. Let me tell you something for me that's a mechanical thing.
Okay.
That I'd like to recommend to people. I love apples. I don't like to bite an apple. So we bought this little apple slicer thing. You know what I'm talking about? The little round thing, and you put it over the apple, you push it down. That has helped me, that by owning that little tool, has helped me eat more apples than I've ever eaten in my life. Because all I do is slice the apples like that and put it on a plate, and I sit there and snack on the apple instead of a cookie.
And that's a perfect example of a small step.
That's just a little mechanical thing.
Mm-hmm. You overcame a barrier.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I know that may sound silly, but those are the kinds of things that you can do, folks. And Lee, tell us how we can find you guys and learn more about what you guys offer.
You can get in touch with us by going to the website, principal.com, and or you can give us a call. I'll give that number to you offline
okay.
if you'd like.
And so go to Principal, look for the Wellness Program. Lee Dukes, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.